It's time for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. It's time for The Game on ESPN 1400. For the next 2 hours, we'll get an in-depth look at local sports in the Eastern Upper Peninsula and Algoma region and hear from the coaches and players involved in the game. We'll also analyze the college and pro sports scene across the region and dive into the biggest national stories. Now, let's get to the game and join your host, Scott Nason.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to The Game on ESPN 1400 and online at thegamesportshow.podbean.com. As the man said, my name is Scott Nason, broadcasting from our ESPN 1400 studios in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, on this Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. The Game, the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. We will be with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Coming up in the first half hour, I will recap all the local sports going on in the Eastern Upper Peninsula and Algoma region. At 6:30, we will be joined by co-host, Butch Davis from Butch on Sports in Metro Detroit, along with our special guest tonight, Mark Yule, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, who's going to give us an update on the spring sports season and all that is going on in high school sports across the state. After that, we'll talk Detroit sports with Butch Davis, and Butch will be with us in the second hour for our roundtable exploring some of the topics going on in the world of sports. But we have a lot of local sports to cover from the past week, so let's start with high school softball, a game that was played on Saturday afternoon at James Field between the Pickford Cedarville Pirates and the Sioux High Blue Devils. These teams like to score a lot of runs, especially when they play each other. And Pickford knocked off Sioux High on Saturday by the score of 11-9 in a seven-inning non-conference game. Lucy Bennett and Chloe May hit back-to-back home runs for the Pirates in the opening inning, and they continued to hit the ball very well. May finished 4 of 5. And had 4 runs scored for the Pirates, who improved to 9-2 overall with the victory on Saturday. Lucy Bennon also homered, and had 2 hits, while Anna Van Blankerum had 2 hits for the Pirates. Finley Hudacek notched the pitching win for the PC Pirates on Saturday. She worked 7 innings, allowing 9 runs on 12 hits. For the Sioux High Blue Devils, Hannah Maurer and Audrey Smith both hit home runs on Saturday. Smith was 3 for 4, and she had 4 RBIs. Alex Menard and Lauren Brown had 2 hits each for the Blue Devils. The day before that, the Blue Devils knocked off Mackinac City in a non-conference doubleheader sweep on Friday, winning by the scores of 21-12 and 12-7. In the opener, the Blue Devils had 29 hits. Hannah Maurer and Callan McCullough were both 4 for 5 and each had a home run on Friday in Game 1. Curtis registered 5 hits while Menard had 4, and Gussie Smith had 3 hits for the Blue Devils in the opening game, including a triple. In the second game on Friday against Mackinac City, the Blue Devils compiled 15 hits. Curtis Maurer, Audrey Smith, Lucy Husky, Brown, and Riley Jewell had 2 hits each, while Curtis pitched 6 innings for the win for the Blue Devils. Now, if you happen to be tuning in to our sister station, 1230 WSOO, looking for Sioux High Blue Devils softball, they were scheduled to play Rapid River at Losey Field for a doubleheader today, starting at 2:30. But with the weather forecast not being the best, tough call for athletic director Steve Lockwood. But with Rapid River having to travel far and the forecast, which had rain at this time, that game was canceled. Sioux High will be next on the radio for baseball, and that game will be, both games, I should say, will be on Wednesday, June 2nd. As the Blue Devil baseball team will be home to Petoskey starting at 4:05. You can hear both games over on our sister station, 1230 WSOO, with the voice of the Blue Devils, Dave Watson. In other softball this week, Pickford, they had no trouble with Brimley on Monday as they notched a pair of 22-0 wins on Monday. In the opener, Morgan Fox hit a home run and had 3 RBIs for the Pirates, while Madison Thermos added 3 hits and Laura Bush and Haley Warner had two hits each. For Pickford, Finley Hudacek pitched a one-hitter for the Pirates, striking out four in just three innings of work. In the second game on Monday, the Pirates won again by that same score. They had 14 hits to go along with nine walks. Chloe May, she went 3-for-4 and had a home run, two doubles, and seven RBIs. Boy, she is having one heck of a season as a freshman, mind you. Lucy Benin was 3-for-3 and scored four runs, while Hudacek and Bush combined on a no-hitter over three innings. Moving to high school baseball, the Suhai Blue Devils swept Brimley last Thursday, winning a pair of 14-4 five-inning games over the Bays in Straits Area Conference baseball action Thursday at James Field. In Game 1, Ian Earle went 2-for-3 and led the Blue Devils with four RBIs. Jacob Davey hit a triple, while Josh Lumsden and Jack Swan had doubles among the eight Suhai hits. Jonah DiNuccio, Matt Lumsden, Dominic Haller, and Josh Lumsden earned the pitching work for the Blue Devils in Game 1. In Game 2, again, that same 14-4 score in five innings. Bennett Swanson, Swan, DiNuccio, and Davey all had two hits for the Blue Devils. Brimley now 4-5-1 overall on the season. Justin Carrick had a single and a double for the Bays, while Jacques LeBlanc III, Caleb Lippinen, Perry LeBlanc, and Alec Hill had hits for the Brimley Bays in Game 2. Suhai had their senior night last Friday in a couple games you heard on 1230 WSOO, and they split a pair of non-conference baseball games against the Marquette Redmen. Marquette won Game 1 by the score of 6-3. Bennett Swanson went 2-for-3 for the Blue Devils in Game 1, including a triple and two RBIs. Suhai bounced back in Game 2 to win that game by the score of 10-7. Jack Swan, Matthew Lumsden, Chris Pierce, Bashan, and Haller all had two hits each for the Blue Devils. Bashan also drove in three runs, and Swan had two RBIs. Vinny Feebles started on the mound for the Blue Devils, earned the win, allowing just five runs on five hits. Rudyard Bulldogs, well, they waited a long time for their home opener, but they had it last Wednesday in a non-conference baseball doubleheader against the Onaway Cardinals. In the opener, the Bulldogs had 19 hits en route to a 13-6 victory. Bradley Hall, Cam Peterson, and Tate Bestman finished with three hits each in Game 1. Brett Mayer, Suggett, and Mills combined pitching duties for the Bulldogs in Game 1 and allowed just six runs on nine hits. In Game 2, it was all Rudyard as they scored 14 runs in the first inning and went on to win by the score of 24-10. Bestman was 3-for-4 in that game, drove in four more runs. Bestman, Louis Marin, Peterson all had doubles as the Bulldogs finished with 13 hits. On the weekend, the Rudyard Bulldog baseball team won and tied a game in a non-league action against Rogers City. The first game finished 3-3 after six innings. E.J. Suggett pitched five innings and allowed three runs on three hits. Aiden Bickle had a single and a double in the opening game. Hayden Mills added two hits, and Cam Peterson had a double. Rudyard would win Game 2 on Saturday against Rogers City by the score of 8-7, as they prevailed on the international tiebreaker in eight innings. Kind of funny they didn't use that in Game 1, but they did in Game 2. I guess you don't want to have two ties in baseball. That's too much like soccer. Mills was 3-for-4 in Game 2, including a double RBI and two runs scored. Warner added a single RBI and two runs scored, while Suggett had one hit in Game 2. Pickford and Brimley split a doubleheader in high school baseball on Monday. In the opener, the Bays scored eight runs in the bottom of the fifth inning as they notched a 13-5 victory over the Pirates. Jacques LeBlanc III, Caleb Lippinen, Justin Carrick, and John Stenglen had two hits each for Brimley. Carrick also earned the win on the mound. Zach Harrison was 4-for-4 for the Pirates, and he also had a home run. Pickford rebounded in Game 2 on Monday as they knocked off Brimley by the score of 21-6. Dominic Bonney went 3-for-4 and scored three runs, while George Eddington was 2-for-4 and had four RBIs for the Pirates, and Connor Clegg earned the victory for the Pirates in Game 2. And yesterday afternoon, beautiful weather, and, well, it was a good contest in Rudyard between the Suhai Blue Devils and Rudyard Bulldogs in high school baseball. In game one, Rudyard won that game by the score of 12-4. Brett Maher and EJ Suggett combined to pitch for the Bulldogs, earning the win. The first four hitters in Rudyard's lineup in game one had at least two hits. Brett Maher went 3-for-4. Bradley Hall, EJ Suggett, and Cam Peterson had two hits each for the Bulldogs in the opener. Chris Pierce for the Blue Devils was 2-for-3. Vinny Feebles added a double, while Jack Swan and Josh Lumpston also had hits for Sioux High. Blue Devils would bounce back in game two as they knocked off the Bulldogs by the score of 4-2. Jack Bashand registered two hits, one RBI, and scored one run, while Swan drew two walks and scored once for the Blue Devils. Cam Peterson finished 3-for-3 for the Bulldogs with a single, two doubles, and two RBIs. EJ Suggett also went 2-for-3 and scored twice, while Tate Besteman and Hayden Mills had one hit each. Rudyard, they are scheduled to host Mackinac City today in Rudyard, while Sioux High, now 10-10 on the season, they will visit Marquette on Friday. And finally, in high school baseball, the Brindley Bays split a doubleheader against Harbor Light Christian on Tuesday. In the opening game, the Bays scored 8 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning to end the game as they took a 16-6 win. Leadoff hitter Jacques LeBlanc III was 3-for-3 along with a walk, and he scored 4 runs for the Bays. Caleb Lippinen, Dominic Morrison, and Aiden Bissau had 2 hits each for Brimley. Lippinen also earned the win for Brimley in the opening game, pitching 4 innings. Harbor Light would come back in game two to knock off Brimley by the score of 6-1. John Stegelin went 2-for-3, including a single, double, and RBI for the Bays in game two. Brimley now 6-7-1. They will play host to Wolverine tomorrow. So lots of high school baseball and softball going on around the area. One of the reasons our show is on Wednesday night now is many of my Mondays are filled with high school softball. Did a JV game on Monday. Sheboygan, a very strong team, as they knocked off Sioux High a couple times. And then last night I was down in Mackinac City for high school softball, and good wins for the Sioux High Blue Devils over Mackinac City, because Mackinac City has a pretty darn good team. They mopped up on Alanson 2-15-0 games. And in just a couple weeks, we'll be having high school districts for both baseball and softball. And next week, we'll talk about the brackets as far as who is playing whom and where, as well, we'll call it May/June madness will be going on in high school sports. The Sioux High Blue Devil boys and girls track team, they have had a very successful start to the season, and they both brought home titles last Thursday at the annual East Jordan Invitational. For the Sioux girls, it was the 7th meet win in 7 outings. Great job done by Scott Menard and that program. Sioux senior Emily McLean broke her own school record in shot put, winning first place last Thursday. McLean also won the discus event. Sioux High senior Haley Knowles won the 400. Claire Erickson won the 100 hurdles. The Blue Devils also won the 800 and 3200 relays, rather, while taking second in the 400 and 1600. On the boys' side, Sioux senior Jaron Wima took first in the 800. Robbie Landis won the 110 hurdles and took second in the 300 hurdles. The Blue Devils also won the 400 and 800 relays last Thursday, and they are scheduled to compete in the Division I regional meet, which will be at Marquette. And that one is scheduled for tomorrow. Pickford Panthers yesterday swept the boys and girls team titles at the Newberry Elks Invitational Track and Field Meet. The Panthers cruised to first place in the boys meet with 175 points. They were followed by Newberry and Manistique. Josh Sullivan won 3 individual events for the Panthers, finishing first in the 400, the 110 hurdles, and the 300 hurdles. Hayden Hagen took first in the 1600 and 3200 for Pickford, while Dominic Bonney won the 200. Hayden Taylor won the discus. The Panthers also won the 400, 1600, and 3200 relays yesterday in Newberry. Newberry took first in the 800 relay. Cameron Hormster of Brimley won the 100-meter dash, while the Bay's Owen Ennis took first in the high jump. Cedarville's Drew Bailey took first place in shot put, while, I love this name, Haas Sweeney, that's a great name right there, took first in the 800 for Cedarville. The Pickford girls also won the meet yesterday in Newberry in track and field. Rudyard finished second, just ahead of Brimley in third. Pickford's Lucy Bennon took first in the 100 and 200 dash, along with the long jump. Lizzie Story first in the 300 hurdles. Cadence Podwazak, hope I got that right, took third in the discus for Pickford. The Panthers also won the 400, 800, and 1600 relays. For Rudyard, Tristan Smith won the 400 and 1600. Carly Mayer for Rudyard won the 800. Vivian Carrick of Brimley won the 100 hurdles and high jump, while Paige Johnson won the shot put. Newberry's Kaylin Clark took first in the 3200. Newberry would also win the 3200 relay, and Pickford will host the Division III regional meet on Friday at 2 p.m. We're going to take a break here on the game. When we come back, we'll have more local sports. We'll look at what's happening across the river with the Sioux Greyhounds. A few players have been announced. The Ontario Hockey League has set up at least what they hope to be a season. We'll also talk about the new CCHA. Yes, lots of news from the CCHA. The Laker hockey program will be part of that. And well, they're ramping up their website. They're naming cups. And if I'm not mistaken, they're going to release the league schedule tomorrow. So still lots to talk about. Don't forget, coming up at 6:30, we'll be joined by Butch Davis, co-host of this show, and our special guest, Mark Ewell from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. All coming up on the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, ESPN 1400.
It's 2021, and Reed Metals in Dafter, your honest, main source, one-stop metal recycling business serving northern Michigan, hopes everyone has a prosperous year. If you need a few extra dollars to help with your heating bills or that trip you may want to take to the warm state of Hawaii, bring Reed Metals your unwanted scrap metals, and they'll print you a check. Reed Metals is paying top dollar for whole scrap vehicles. They also buy heavy equipment, catalytic converters, radiators, batteries, rims, and motors. Reed Metals will give you an honest price without surprise fees or deductions at the scale. Bring in copper, brass, lead, tin, cast, aluminum, steel, and many more types of recyclable metals, and they'll print you a check with your name on it. Reed Metals is your honest, one-stop metal recycling business. They also offer roll-off dumpster service. Reed Metals is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit reedmetals.com or call 906-632-0018. Bring it in or have it hauled, and Reed Metals will print you a check with your name on it. Reed Metals, 10 miles south of the Sioux on Mackinac Trail.
At Old Mission Bank, we're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality. We're proud to announce that we now offer USDA mortgages with options for 100% financing. You heard that right, 100% financing. Zero down for qualifying buyers on home purchases with a USDA mortgage. Come see our experienced lenders to discuss your personal options and let us find the right mortgage for your needs, because it's what we do best. Act now to pre-qualify by calling us or apply directly online at omblones.com. We're Old Mission Bank, proudly serving our community for more than 20 years. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Paul Thompson here with Gaylor Thompson Sales and Service, just off I-75 in Rudyard, inviting you to stop in and see the largest selection of equipment in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. To complement our full line of Mahindra tractors, we have trailers including goosenecks, dumps, cargoes, car haulers, and utility trailers. We also have a full line of lawn and garden equipment with Cub Cadet and X-Mark. Over 50 mowers to choose from, a full line of parts, and we service what we sell. Looking for an outdoor wood or pellet furnace or parts? We stock water pumps, exchangers, spec supplies, and more. Also, check out our full line of Boss and Fisher snow and ice equipment. Here at Gaylor Thompson and Rudyard, we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon, for your convenience. Just off I-75 in Rudyard, 30 minutes from the bridge. If you need it, we have it. Give us a call at 906-478-3026. Hope to see you here.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Madigan Pinkator, your independent Auto Owners agency on West Water Street in the Sioux. You can catch podcasts of the game at thegamesportsshow.com. Now let's get back to it with Scott Nason here on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to the game on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason with you, 6:20 on this mild Wednesday night. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we will be joined by co-host Butch Davis from Butch on Sports and Mark Yule, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, who will give us an update on what's going on with spring sports and all things high school sports in the state of Michigan. The MHSAA did have their spring meeting over the past couple weeks, and a couple news and notes out of that the addition of a girls division to the individual wrestling tournament series, as well as the starting date for fall sports. Beginning with this upcoming school year, a championship division for female competitors who participate on an MHSAA member school team will be added to the individual wrestling tournament series. There will be 14 champions awarded for the girls based on weight classes. Qualifiers will be determined via a sectional format, and girls will continue to compete on boys teams during regular season and team tournament competition. Girls may also choose to compete in the boys individual tournament instead of a girls bracket. A total of 401 girls competed in wrestling for MHSAA member schools during the 2019-2020 school year, up from about 250, and this proposal had been put forth by the MHSAA Wrestling Committee. Other news from that meeting, the council voted to move the start of all fall sports practices to the same day. They did have different dates. Some started on Monday, some started on Wednesday, and now those sports may begin on the 16th Monday before Thanksgiving. For those that are trying to figure that out on the calendar or scoring at home for the upcoming school year, the fall sports date will be August 9th, 2021. So the spring sports season will end in mid-June, in only about a month and a half or so, and we'll be talking fall sports and hopefully a much smoother season with COVID-19 and everything that the MHSAA and schools and administrators and athletes have had to do to try to pivot this pandemic. It seems like we're on the right track, but again, we're just going to have to wait and see, and we'll talk much more about that with Mark Yule coming up here in about 10 minutes. Well, the Sioux Greyhounds general manager Kyle Raftus announced a trio of commitments to the organization from the 2019 draft class. Forwards Jordan Diantino and Tyler Savard, along with defenseman Luke Brudoszewski, have all signed with the program in advance of the 2021-2022 Ontario Hockey League season. Diantino, a native of London, Ontario, was drafted by the Hounds in the fourth round of the 2019 OHL priority selection. Most recently, he appeared in 39 games for the Strathroy Rockets of the JHL, where he tallied 16 goals and 16 assists. Brudoszewski, who hails from Kitchener, Ontario, was drafted by the Hounds in the sixth round of the 2019 OHL priority selection. He appeared in 48 games for the Kitchener Dutchmen of the GOJHL, easy for me to say, where he recorded 5 goals and 3 assists. And Savard, who hails from Peterborough, Ontario, was selected in the 11th round of the 2019 OHL priority selection. During 2019-2020, Tyler suited up for Lock City for the Sioux Thunderbirds of the NOJHL, where he had 19 goals and 31 assists. All three are expected to be in the Sioux Greyhounds training camp for 2021 once details and confirmation of the league's return to play is released. Well, the league has put some optimism into their return to play for next season. The OHL announced that it expects that teams will begin training camps on September 4th, with plans to open up the regular season just over a month later on October 7th. The dates were part of a full announcement in which the league has plans for a full 68-game regular season, and essentially a return to full action after COVID-19 forced the league to cancel the 2020-2021 season. The regular season would run until April 3rd, 2022, and the playoffs will begin 4 days later on April 7th and would end on May 30th at the latest. The 2022 Memorial Cup is scheduled to begin on June 2nd, 2022. There's nothing official as far as which of the Canadian Hockey League's three member leagues, which includes the OHL, Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, and the Western Hockey League, will host the tournament. After the cancellation of the event and back-to-back season, it looks as though the tournament will continue in its regular rotation in 2022. If so, that means the Sioux Greyhounds and the Oshawa Generals would not be in line to host next year's Memorial Cup as they were this year. But living on the border, it's two different worlds as far as what Ontario is doing during this pandemic and what Michigan is doing during this pandemic. So let's hope that the OHL season, the NOJHL season, all gets underway without too much of a hitch. And finally, the new Central Collegiate Hockey Association, albeit it's an old name, Lakers were one of the first teams that were in the old CCHA. Well, the new CCHA has unveiled a pretty spiffy website, which you can find at ccha.com, and includes the Laker Hockey Show with Bill Crawford and Matt Pocket and head coach Damon Witten, along with other coaches' shows, as they're really rebranding what was the WCHA and the seven teams that came over, including St. Thomas, who will be the eighth team. And they announced this week that CCHA Commissioner Don Lucia said the McNaughton Cup, which is the CCHA regular season champ, will continue that tradition. This is a very old trophy dating back 108 years to its original purchase in 1913. And it's been a staple among hockey champions in the WCHA and other leagues for, well, more than 100 years. And they just announced today that the Mason Cup will be awarded to the CCHA playoff champion. Mason Cup, named after legendary Lake Superior State, Bowling Green State, and Michigan State coach Ron Mason, whose name appeared on the trophy a league-high 13 times. And the schedule is expected to be released tomorrow as far as the CCHA schedule. And that's going to be very exciting to see the new CCHA. I know they're looking at doing some different things as far as video presentation and multimedia, this and that. And I think it's a good thing. Let's hope the new CCHA does very well. We're going to take a break here on The Game. When we come back, we'll be joined by Butch Davis from Butch on Sports for our interview with Michigan High School Athletic Association Executive Director Mark Yule. All coming up on the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, ESPN 1400.
MNC Water Systems has a solution for all your water needs. Want clean, fresh drinking water? MNC Water Systems proudly distributes Norway Springs artesian water, bottled right here in the Upper Peninsula. Cooler rental and bottled water delivery for your home and office are available. MNC Water Systems is offering contactless delivery right to your door, as well as curbside pickup. Call Mo at MNC Water Systems today at 906-647-7307, serving the Eastern UP for over 25 years.
Jeep Freedom Days are on at O'Connor's of Pickford. Check out the all-new 2021 Jeep Compass, 2021 Grand Cherokee, and your freedom to choose a great deal on your favorite Jeep, complete with worry-free maintenance and your automatic enrollment in the Jeep Wade program that includes maintenance benefits. Enjoy first responder and military discounts, plus other incentives and offers that make May the month to save. Jeep Freedom Days through May 31st, and only at O'Connor's of Pickford.
The last tractor you'll ever need is here. Get into a Massey Ferguson compact or utility tractor and accomplish more than ever before. These versatile tractors are known for their unbeatable power, smart fuel economy, and upgraded creature comforts. And with their ability to multitask through any job around the yard or farm, they'll provide you with outstanding value for years to come. Do all you need to do and more with Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors. Visit Skinner's of Pickford to find the right model for your operation.
Done being stuck in the house? Ready for some summer fun on the water? Stop by Central Savings Bank for that boat or jet ski loan. Don't want to be on the water? That's okay. Come see a lender about a camper or maybe a home equity for that cabin in the woods or a side-by-side or ATV. Remember, you can always apply online at centralsavingsbank.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ask what we can do for you.
Whatever you're up to this summer, Central Savings Bank has the loan product to help get it done. Whether it's buying a boat, side-by-side, camper or cabin, tractor, a new house, or a ticket out of here, we can help. Call, stop by, or apply online at centralsavingsbank.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Central Savings Bank. Ask what we can do for you.
It's 2021, and Reed Metals in Dafter, your honest, main source, one-stop metal recycling business serving northern Michigan, hopes everyone has a prosperous year. If you need a few extra dollars to help with your heating bills or that trip you may want to take to the warm state of Hawaii, bring Reed Metals your unwanted scrap metals, and they'll print you a check. Reed Metals is paying top dollar for whole scrap vehicles. They also buy heavy equipment, catalytic converters, radiators, batteries, rims, and motors. Reed Metals will give you an honest price without surprise fees or deductions at the scale. Bring in copper, brass, lead, tin, cast, aluminum, steel, and many more types of recyclable metals, and they'll print you a check with your name on it. Reed Metals is your honest, one-stop metal recycling business. They also offer roll-off dumpster service. Reed Metals is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit reedmetals.com or call 906-632-0018. Bring it in or have it hauled, and Reed Metals will print you a check with your name on it. Reed Metals, 10 miles south of the Sioux on Mackinac Trail.
At Old Mission Bank, we're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality. We're proud to announce that we now offer USDA mortgages with options for 100% financing. You heard that right, 100% financing. Zero down for qualifying buyers on home purchases with a USDA mortgage. Come see our experienced lenders to discuss your personal options and let us find the right mortgage for your needs, because it's what we do best. Act now to pre-qualify by calling us or apply directly online at omblones.com. We're Old Mission Bank, proudly serving our community for more than 20 years. FDIC insured, equal health lender.
Paul Thompson here with Gaylor Thompson Sales and Service, just off I-75 in Rudyard, inviting you to stop in and see the largest selection of equipment in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. To complement our full line of Mahindra tractors, we have trailers including goosenecks, dumps, cargos, car haulers, and utility trailers. We also have a full line of lawn and garden equipment with Cub Cadet and X-Mark. Over 50 mowers to choose from, a full line of parts, and we service what we sell. Looking for an outdoor wood or pellet furnace or parts? We stock water pumps, exchangers, spec supplies, and more. Also, check out our full line of Boss and Fisher snow and ice equipment. Here at Gaylor Thompson and Rudyard, we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon, for your convenience. Just off I-75 in Rudyard, 30 minutes from the bridge. If you need it, we have it. Give us a call at 906-478-3026. Hope to see you here.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Madigan Pingator, your independent Auto Owners agency on West Water Street in the Sioux. Let's get back to the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. Let's get back to the game on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to the game on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason with you. We are expected to be joined here, hopefully momentarily, by the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Mark Yule, running a little bit late tonight. Let's hope he chimes in. But someone that's always on time, co-host of this show, The Game, and host of his own show, Butch on Sports. You can find his shows on his webpage, simplybutch2, that's TOO.podomatic.com. You can also find Butch on Sports on our website, thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. Butch Davis joining us on this Wednesday night to talk about what's going on in the Metro Detroit world and the sports world in general. Butch, I know it's hot down in Detroit. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing just fine here. I'd rather see it like this than, you know, some of the dreary days we had in early May here, by God.
Yeah, we're getting some warm weather up here, Butch, and we'll stand by for Mark Yule. Hopefully he'll join us here in a little bit, but let's get to our segment right now, and let's start with, well, the team that we talked a lot about with Dave Watson and myself and you last week, the Detroit Tigers. After a weekend losing 2 of 3 to the Chicago Cubs, the Tigers go on the road to Seattle at a nice win on Monday night. And last night, Spencer Turnbull pitched his first ever no-hitter and the first one since Justin Verlander in 2011 and the 12th no-hitter in Tigers history as the Tigers knocked off Seattle. 120 years of Tigers history, Butch, and just 12 no-hitters. Certainly a very good performance by Spencer Turnbull last night.
Very good indeed. You know, you knew it was coming from young kids right now. You know, and again, my complaint has not been with the young kids right now.
Right.
They're going to be growing up and learning and whatnot. My complaint is with right now how you do things. And you got to put your best players on the field. And see, like, right now the Tigers are doing that with the young players getting the experience they need. But see, like, now the older players, that the Cabreras are coming up a lot better now. The veterans, Grossman has been extra great right now with doing that there. But again, I don't want to get on the soapbox too heavy here. I said something last week from a conversation we had on our show way back when, and I do believe in the fall here. You know, the fall, maybe early winter, okay, with Eric Hoff, okay?
Yeah.
And listening to that young man talking, whatever it may be, and then seeing him play during out the season that we had last year, this young man has looked like he's very special. And I just called it out, you know, and there was no reason for this guy not to be in the lineup, not to be on the roster. By golly, I don't know what happened, you know, maybe a crystal ball there, maybe the Tigers listened to a show, but they brought him up because of the injury and whatnot there. And he has been special indeed there. The home runs he have hit and also catching the no-hitter yet last night there, that is something you can't match that if you tripped over it for someone to have that much skill. And you know what? I feel very good about that because, again, this is a leader that we need on the team. We need some type of high school type of spirit on the team to bring a young team in the core of, you know, not accepting losing all the time there. And with that saying there, Turnbull, who has been a pretty doggone good pitcher at times and whatnot, not gotten run support, continued to do the hard work, and by golly, he is great at it right now. He has reaped the benefits there. 2 walks now, and I saw one of them last night in the 9th inning, but we'll excuse that there. He pitched one hell of a game.
Yeah, and the other thing you need with no-hitters, Butch, obviously you need a little luck, and especially defensive play. And the Tigers have had a lot of that over the past couple days. You look at that play Torkelson did at third base, or I believe it was, Candelora, excuse me, not Torkelson's pitching tonight. He wasn't playing third, but made a beautiful play on a line shot almost down the line. You certainly need a lot of luck for no-hitters, but I believe, Butch, what is that, the 5th or 6th no-hitter already this year? That's pretty remarkable.
That's number 5.
Yeah.
In a season that we heard last year that they're going to dull the ball or something of that nature. We're still seeing a lot of home runs being flying out, you know, the stadium, but again, we're seeing these no-hitters going to play there. You know, we got to someone after the season there kind of maybe study that there.
Butch, right now the Tigers 16-26. They're starting to score more runs. And we saw this on a road trip in April where they swept the Houston Astros. And you started to think, you know, this team's really turning it around. Inconsistent play, always the sign of a young, struggling team. What do the Tigers need to do most importantly, in your opinion, to try to keep things on the winning edge? I mean, there's still a lot of season to play. Anything can happen. What do the Tigers need to do better right now to keep the consistency and try to get back in this thing?
Well, the crap hit the fan when they sent Victor Reyes down and also Farmer down to minor league, okay? That's when the crap hit the fan, and by golly, the Tigers started winning ball games or putting a competitive effort in there. He needs to do a lot more of that there, because we got young kids right now who need to be up there. Torkelson, a number one draft pick there. I'm quite sure he will bring volumes to this team if he's brought up there and given the opportunity. We got Manning, the pitcher there. We got Green, who's in double-A ball right now. Double-A to one of the best outfielders the Tigers got in the whole doggone planet. And he's in minor league, okay? You know, we got players, we got people there, but management has to do a job and say, hey, look, enough is enough. If you're not going to be competitive, if you think this is a fly-by-night situation where you sign the contract and do what you want to do and don't care, we got a place for you. It's called the minor leagues, or we'll put you on waivers. We don't need you, okay? We got too many young kids that we need to bring up right now. That attitude needs to be instilled the whole season long. And I bet you one to a dozen of donuts, the Tigers will have a better record.
Tigers look for the sweep tonight in Seattle as they take on the Mariners at 10-10. Tarek Skubal will hit the mound for the Tigers, 0-6 this season against Logan Gilbert, 0-1. You can hear that game over on our sister station, 1230 WSOO, starting with the pregame show around 9:50. The Tigers will be off on Thursday, and then they'll have a weekend set at Kansas City before returning home Monday to the friendly confines of Comerica Park, where they will start a series with the Cleveland Indians. Butch Davis joining us on the game. And Butch, the other big news out of Detroit yesterday was, well, we were waiting to hear from General Manager Steve Yzerman as far as the status of Detroit Red Wings head coach Jeff Blashill. And yesterday, Steve Yzerman said that Blashill will have his contract extended, bringing him behind the bench at least for next season, although the details have not been released. It looks like assistant coach Dan Bleisma, who was in charge of forwards and the power play, was let go, although that has not been official, at least to my knowledge, as of yet. And it is expected that assistant coach Doug Huda, who is in charge of the defense and penalty kill, is staying. Blashill has coached the Wings for six seasons, a record of 172, 221, and 62. And Butch, you know, we've talked a lot about this, not just over the past few weeks, but really months and years, as far as if Jeff Blashill, native of Sault Ste. Marie, certainly a lot of people pulling for him up here, including yours truly, but it looks like he's going to be back at least for one season. Your thoughts?
I listened to the Free Press yesterday. I read it pretty doggone well there. Helen St. Jean is not a bum when it comes down to doing her reporting and doing her due diligence of finding out the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes down to the Red Wings there. And those are accurate right now. Bleema is gone. The other gentleman you did mention right now, he'll be staying. There are going to be some replacements in some of the specialty teams that the Red Wings employ coaches and whatnot there. It is a problem with the forwards being a lot more aggressive there. That has been a problem for quite some time. And I'm not talking, you know, just a day or a couple of months. We're talking about at least 4 years right now. We have not had very good aggressive forwards on our team, much left there. Now, you know, our captain there, he is one of the fastest skaters in the league here. And I can't understand why the Red Wings have not pitcher or punch someone in with him, and they got something together, and it hasn't happened as of yet. I think the good thing about it is the captain's going to get well, hopefully 100% when camp starts, and everything be hunky-dory. Now, as far as the contract is concerned is that it's very simple. When we Steve Yzerman said that he would talk to him right away, I believe that would happen. From what my conversation with some other journalist was, that did happen. And normally when something is prolonged, you know, by well, the coach is going to be returning. The only sticking point is what kind of contract he's going to get. So right now you got a multi-year contract. Multi-year means you got 1 year and we can extend it 2 years. A lot of his benefits that he had, he probably lost. There'll be front loaders as far as incentives if he does better or shows some progress with the team. even down to playoffs, he should be getting a bonus for that if the team makes the playoffs. I'm quite sure that's all front-loaded in this contract now, and that's why, again, they won't say too much, but that's probably what the delay was all about. Jeff Lasso, you can't say nothing bad about it. He worked with what he had to work with.
Right.
And he made the young men who were playing on the team at this present earn it, okay? Earn the time on there. He didn't keep you around if you wasn't putting in the job there. There are some players right now I feel should be on that roster, okay? And they were on the taxi squad last year. I'm quite sure that will change. Or they will be put to the pedal to the metal to get better, or pressure to give the team what they need. We need some muscle in there, and we don't have that here. We have a finesse team that basically act like the Harlem Globetrotters on ice and don't want to shoot the puck. And that's a lot going on with the coaching, with the forwards, and how it's being projected there. We need some shooters out there. We need some strong physical presence with our forwards, especially when it comes down to helping the defense out.
Butch, a couple things Yzerman said that kind of stood out to me. He said that he feels the team is collectively very competitive. Whether we play well or not every night is different, but we play hard. Our players play hard, and I think that's a reflection of the coaching staff, that they have the respect of the players. The other thing Yzerman said is talking about Jeff Blashill. He has worked well with me with transitioning our young players into the lineup, being patient with them, not handling them positions or ice time, really forcing them to earn it and guiding them all along. You know, by all accounts, and you're closer to the situation than I am, Butch, you know, Blashill seems to be a player's coach. He has a lot of respect from Steve Yzerman. There, you know, many people thought he possibly might get his old line mate and friend Gerard Gallant, you know, who's available as head coach. But I think that, you know, looking at Yzerman, he's done it before. Unlike some of these general managers in Detroit that are either starting and, you know, have done it a little bit, you know, Yzerman has a proven track record, not just as a player, but as a general manager. So certainly Jeff Blashill is doing something that has gotten general manager Steve Yzerman to keep him on at least for at least a year.
Two things you said in this particular, your statement there, competitiveness there.
Yep.
I kind of decided to disagree with the
I agree.
You know, your record speaks for itself here. So it has not always been competitive there. There's a lot of boo-boos on that on the floor. Has it gotten better through the course of the season there, where you saw these young players play and the majority of the veterans or the players that you counted on, to be in the lineup, they did as best they possibly can. And I think that is the basis right now of why we still got Jeff Blashill out there. He had an ear, and those players had an ear to listening and doing the job that he had to do to make that somewhat, he claimed, quote-unquote, competitive, be substantial. Item number two you bring on there, Gerard Gallant there. Do not be surprised if this man is not hired as an offensive coach for the Detroit Red Wings. They got the billing, they got the bucks, and he'll be given the autonomy to do whatever he needs to get the forwards and also some other players in line, especially our power play, which stinks the high heaven, okay? Get that in line where basically we're, again, the word he used was competitive. We'll be a lot more competitive there. So don't be surprised if we don't see some chucklings there on Gallant. He has not signed with anybody yet, although he's talking to other teams. If Stevie Y makes an offer and it's just nice and greasy, my God, Gallant could be the one. And also, if Jeff Blashill somewhere down the line fails, you have someone with open arms to take over that position as head coach. And we may see some surprises there.
Very good take, Butch, indeed. We're going to take a quick break. When Butch and I come back, we're going to cover more on the Detroit sports scene, the Detroit Pistons, the Detroit Lions, and more. All coming up on the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, ESPN 1400.
MNC Water Systems has a solution for all your water needs. Want clean, fresh drinking water? MNC Water Systems proudly distributes Norway Springs artesian water, bottled right here in the Upper Peninsula. Cooler rental and bottled water delivery for your home and office are available. MNC Water Systems is offering contactless delivery right to your door, as well as curbside pickup. Call Mo at MNC Water Systems today at 906-647-7307. Serving the Eastern UP for over 25 years.
Jeep Freedom Days are on at O'Connor's of Pickford. Check out the all-new 2021 Jeep Compass, 2021 Grand Cherokee, and your freedom to choose a great deal on your favorite Jeep, complete with worry-free maintenance and your automatic enrollment in the Jeep Wave program that includes maintenance benefits. Enjoy first responder and military discounts, plus other incentives and offers that make May the month to save. Jeep Freedom Days through May 31st and only at O'Connor's of Pickford.
The last tractor you'll ever need is here. Get into a Massey Ferguson compact or utility tractor and accomplish more than ever before. These versatile tractors are known for their unbeatable power, smart fuel economy, and upgraded creature comforts. And with their ability to multitask through any job around the yard or farm, they'll provide you with outstanding value for years to come. Do all you need to do and more with Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors. Visit Skinner's of Pickford to find the right model for your operation.
You can catch stuck podcasts in the house of the game at thegamesportsshow.com. Now let's get back to it with Scott Nason here on ESPN 1400.
6:50 on the game, ESPN 1400. Scott Nason with you as we continue to be joined by Butch Davis, co-host of the game and host of Butch on Sports. Looks like we won't be joined by Mark Ewell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Butch and I were talking off the air. He's a very busy man, and I'm sure something very important came up, probably another parent upset or coach upset or administrator upset, Butch. So we'll give Mark a pass this week. Maybe we can get him on next week.
Yeah, that'll be a good thing. We'll drill them in here, you know. But there's a lot going on in high school sports there, and I'm quite sure we'll have the questions, and hopefully he had the answers.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that at the top of the next hour before Butch and I start our roundtable. But Butch, we still have a lot to talk about in the Detroit sports scene. You broke the news on our show last week about Detroit Pistons head coach Dwayne Casey, as the organization has agreed to a contract extension through the 2023-2024 NBA season. Casey had 2 years left on his original five-year deal and will now be extended for one more season. Casey is 81-137 in three seasons with the Pistons. The Pistons ended the regular season with the second worst record in the NBA. Just overall, again, your thoughts on that before we kind of dissect a little bit on what are the Pistons' biggest pressing needs heading into the offseason draft and next season.
Oh boy, that's not hard. My thoughts with him is the same as Jeff Blasso.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have to get some more coaches in there. And with that saying, we might see some coaches leave. That has not been announced yet, but I'm quite sure pretty soon it will go down the drain there for that. Do I agree with how they dealt with this season? I don't think anyone does. No. It was totally a tank from day one there. And when you have some good players and you get rid of a whole heck of a lot, you get rid of Blake Griffin, Rose, the list goes on and on, Brown, and all these gentlemen right now we're talking about are on some team in the playoffs, okay?
Yeah.
So, Smith. Not that we don't have the team that is, you know, that's striking for this guy here. We haven't had the cooperation of a general manager and a head coach working together. Now, it seems to be right now that Weaver and the coach has an understanding on how they want to see this team go. And maybe to give him some leverage, and we're talking about Dwayne Casey, some leverage to teach these kids the way that he would like to see a basketball team go out there and be projected. And I'm quite sure it's close to what Toronto had, you know, in the beginning there, where basically you're getting skilled players and skill positions. You're getting quality performances on offense as well as basically right now with they have to work on very bad is their defense there. At times, the Pistons look unbearably good to watch on defense there. I hope and pray that they do not get rid of players like Plumlee. They don't get rid of players like Jeremy Grant or, you know, some of the other players that they brought along. Hopefully, they stay. Hopefully, they can do the thing that should have been done when they got them, is get them 110% healthy there. Right now, you got a slew full of nice, good young players and Saben Lee, Killian Hayes. We got to see what he's worth when he's healthy. Sadiq Bey, you know, a deadly three-point shooter there, along with the Grants, the Plumlees, and some of the other players that they have. The Pistons can have a workable team there. Now, they got a draft pick. I'm quite sure if it's high enough. Of course, the Pistons have had rubbed boo-boos off their face before in the same position. And down the drain there, got players that basically didn't work out. You know, we got to get someone, if they're going to draft, that can come in and start. And not to be a pickle in this whole situation, but, you know, just be realistic about the whole scenario there. If they want to see fans come in, support this team, make money, they're going to have to put a product out there, and they're going to have to work a lot harder. Again, the deal will probably be set for 2 years. They didn't announce any doggone things, but I'm quite sure what the deal is when the contract is being dealt with. Is that he's going to be guaranteed in 2 years, and if he doesn't do right in this first year, we'll see some changes made there. They'll pay him off the remaining year of the contract, and they'll let him go. I'm quite sure the other contract that they did sign is, again, that's laid up full of incentives if we do what should be done, and that's getting the playoffs and win some playoffs.
Butch, when you mentioned past Pistons draft, surely you can't be talking about the Pistons passing up on Carmelo Anthony and drafting Darko Milicic. Say it ain't so, Butch.
Gentleman from Michigan, the guard, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go. We can go even deeper than that. The Pistons have had some more jacked up drafts than I've ever seen a team in my livelihood. And what they have nothing to show for it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's from, again, poor management, just putting someone in a position. Stan Van Gundy, I want to be the head honcho and also the head coach, and he blew this doggone organization to never land here? That's the joke, okay? And he had players that he wanted, okay? Jackson he went out and got, which was a flop, okay? But Jackson is now, he is in the playoffs with the Clippers now, so... Hey, like I said, he's another one of those players that we received that gave nothing to the Pistons, but yet and still go to another team and able to be put in a place where he can perform and show dividends for that particular team.
Looking ahead, Butch, the NBA draft lottery is June 22nd. The Pistons are in the second slot. They have a 14% chance to get the number one pick, and then their odds drop from there. They have a 52% chance to get in the top four. But again, you know, the Pistons haven't exactly had the best lottery luck, but certainly when it comes to picks, still questionable. Killian Hayes had a better end of the season, but like you said, they gotta, if they're gonna get in these situations where they have a chance, a top one, two, or three pick, they gotta deliver somebody, don't they?
They gotta deliver someone, and again, I would mention it for the third week, maybe the fourth week in a row. Your scouts gotta go out here and do their jobs in order to be this team to be proficient, okay? In anything they try to do to force this team to go forward there. And we have not had very good scouting staffs in a whole lot of our sports here in the city of Detroit. Bar none here. The scouting has stunk to high heaven, okay? And I'm quite sure they're blowing a fan down here for the funk to come back to us there. But it just This just doesn't make any sense. And they got to do something when it comes down to getting the Zach mileage in this whole situation there. They got to look at all the colleges. And right now we have a thing with we're looking at all the major colleges, but we don't look at some of the second division colleges. We don't look at the third division colleges. We don't look at the black colleges, traditional black colleges, who've got very good players on there, and they showed their wealth. And I don't mean no harm, but congratulations to Ben Wallace.
Yes.
In this particular situation. Went to the same school my mom went to, Central State University in Ohio there. You know, we don't do that anymore, and I don't know if that is a custom right now that is not shared by not only the NBA, but all the professional teams in down there. We got to do a better job of taking care of home first, and they're not doing it at all. They spend the money going out overseas, but when it comes down to going and staying at home, how many scouts have been up there in Sault Ste. Marie to look at players and whatnot there and follow them along and knowing that they got a diamond in the rough here if only they're given the opportunity?
Butch Davis joining us on the game. Butch, we're going to continue this conversation about Ben Wallace to start the second hour, as well as the Lions and high school sports. We're going to take our top of the hour break. When Butch and I come back, we'll have hour two of the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, ESPN 1400.
It's 2021, and Reed Metals in Dafter, your honest, main source, one-stop metal recycling business serving northern Michigan, hopes everyone has a prosperous year. If you need a few extra dollars to help with your heating bills or that trip you may want to take to the warm state of Hawaii, bring Reed Metals your unwanted scrap metals, and they'll print you a check. Reed Metals is paying top dollar for whole scrap vehicles. They also buy heavy equipment, catalytic converters, radiators, batteries, rims, and motors. Reed Metals will give you an honest price without surprise fees or deductions at the scale. Bring in copper, brass, lead, tin, cast, aluminum, steel, and many more types of recyclable metals, and they'll print you a check with your name on it. Reed Metals is your honest, one-stop metal recycling business. They also offer roll-off dumpster service. Reed Metals is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit reedmetals.com or call 906-632-0018. Bring it in or have it hauled, and Reed Metals will print you a check with your name on it. Reed Metals, 10 miles south of the Sioux on Mackinac Trail.
At Old Mission Bank, we're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality. We're proud to announce that we now offer USDA mortgages with options for 100% financing. You heard that right, 100% financing. Zero down for qualifying buyers on home purchases with a USDA mortgage. Come see our experienced lenders to discuss your personal options and let us find the right mortgage for your needs, because it's what we do best. Act now to pre-qualify by calling us or apply directly online at omblones.com. We're Old Mission Bank, proudly serving our community for more than 20 years. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Paul Thompson here with Gaylor Thompson Sales and Service, just off I-75 in Rudyard, inviting you to stop in and see the largest selection of equipment in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. To complement our full line of Mahindra tractors, we have trailers including goosenecks, dumps, cargos, car haulers, and utility trailers. We also have a full line of lawn and garden equipment with Cub Cadet and X-Mark. Over 50 mowers to choose from, a full line of parts, and we service what we sell. Looking for an outdoor wood or pellet furnace or parts? We stock water pumps, exchangers, PEX supplies, and more. Also, check out our full line of Boss and Fisher snow and ice equipment. Here at Gaylor Thompson and Rudyard, we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon, for your convenience. Just off I-75 in Rudyard, 30 minutes from the bridge. If you need it, we have it. Give us a call at 906-478-3026. Hope to see you here.
Let's get to the second half of the game here on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader. It's the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. Now, here's Scott Nason.
Welcome back to the game on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason with you as we continue to be joined by co-host of the game and host of Butch on Sports, Butch Davis, for hour two. We'll get to our roundtable here in a little bit, but we still have a lot of regional sports to talk about. And Butch, you mentioned Ben Wallace as his legacy will be recognized in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame Class of 2021. The ceremony will take place this September. And this will make Wallace will be the first undrafted player inducted into the Hall of Fame. Anybody from this area over the past, 20 years that follow Detroit Pistons basketball, you can't say it without Ben Wallace, coming over from Washington, I believe, and, being part of that 2003-04 championship team and just the way he played and the intensity. And he was one of the cornerstones of that championship team. Just your thoughts again. You touched on it in hour one, but I wanted to continue your thoughts on Ben Wallace. In my opinion, well deserved nomination to the Hall of Fame.
Well, if you say that, it's impossible to make the NBA if someone doesn't give you an opportunity. You have to maybe talk to Ben Wallace on this particular one, and he would probably give it all you got. And he did when he got here. He showed that he was worth the wait that the Pistons went out and got him for there. It was I forgot the trade that flipped him over there. But again, I'll look it up maybe for sometime in the near future. I can kick this around there because we got to September until they accepted into that particular group. Also, Michael Wilbourn from ESPN got in there as well, along with Paul Pierce, Chris Webber, a local, Chris Bosh. Rick Adelman's another one I had a very close association with there. But Dr. Jack Ramsey there when I was at Portland. Lauren Jackson, Yolanda Griffin, and also Jay Wright got in there. So, boy, but when I look at all of this, the particular people are in there right now, I think a person that last week made a heady statement about the NFL draft, and that was Deion Sanders, okay? Yeah. And he made a big to-do that, it was not one player drafted from the NFL from any traditional black college. The ones that did go to teams, per se, they were free agents and whatnot. But, again, I think that little firecracker with a lot of organizations that when you did the research, and I certainly did to find out what this guy is talking about, is very well so true. And I think the NBA got a good whiff of that. And for the life of me, I did not expect Ben Wallace to be in there as a Hall of Famer there. You got a lot of other players, Rick Hamilton. You got Chauncey Billups, who did a magnificent job. But Ben Wallace, but you got to look at the amount of work he did there. Defensive player for 18 years, always on the first defensive team for at least 9 years. Made his living by blocking shots, just making it difficult for the other team's best forward or center to score points on him there. He just worked, okay? He worked with braids, with his hair loose, ball-headed, whatever. He went out there and put in the work. And this tells any kid, you go out there and put in the work, somebody's going to recognize.
Yeah, I looked it up. Butch, Ben Wallace was traded from Orlando along with Chucky Atkins to the Pistons as part of the Grant Hill sign-in trade deal of the summer of 2000. So I think that worked out pretty well for the Pistons. Atkins, a decent player, but getting Ben Wallace after Grant Hill, his skills maybe deteriorated. I don't think the Pistons regret that one bit.
Yeah, well, like I said, Washington was the team that I was very well familiar with Ben Wallace
right
before. He went to Orlando there, and that's where he got a little notoriety because, again, he was playing with a guy named Chris Webber, okay, who was on the same team he was. Matter of fact, that's when I think that was the latter of what Chris Webber did before he came to the Pistons there. If everybody knows, Chris Webber did get traded to the Pistons at that particular time, a little later on there, but hardly ever played there. So, It doesn't sting. That's some sweet music that a person like Ben Wallace gets put in the Hall of Fame there.
Butch, the Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell certainly making waves in his initial press conference where he talked about busting kneecaps and dislocating shoulders or whatever he did over this past few days. weren't quite sure if he was joking or not on in a different podcast. Campbell said that he asked Lions owner Sheila Ford Hamp about getting a pet lion to keep at the team's Allen Park practice facility. Quoting Campbell, "I don't think we're going to be able to do it, but I would love to literally just have a pet lion, just a legit pet lion on a chain, a big, won't say that word, chain, and he is really my pet. We just walk around the building. We go out to practice. We're at 7-on-7. We're behind the kicker when he's kicking." What do you think of that? I mean, is this guy, he's a lot of flash. He's a lot of talk. Is that something the Lions need right now?
No.
I agree. But,
you know, I guess to cite his ego there and maybe some other people's ego, that might be a highlighter to just say this guy is really into what he's doing, has not played one game yet. We haven't won or lost. But again, he's making it kind of interesting that people's and juices are flowing on what kind of team the Lions can become if this man is in leadership there. And you know, he said a lot of cold, rusted little things that come out of his mouth there. But I think the one thing this man has right now that we haven't heard from a lot of coaches since Caldwell there, he has a passion to want to, you know, get better right away here. It's not that, I mean, you haven't heard him say, well, we're going to wait and see 2 or 3 years down the road a piece there. He wants to get ready right now. It was like to say that we're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to be a playoff team regardless of what we put out there. They may not like us. They may not care for us. Yes, we will break their arms. We'll kick their knees out. But again, they'll know they've been in a fight. And that's what Detroit fans have been accustomed to in this black and blue division that we once known it to be. We haven't seen that from the Detroit Lions. We have seen a lot of passes of play and a lot of ball throwing, okay, that basically was very successful for certain individuals there. But as a whole for the team and the rest of the portions of the team, which includes defense, it's been a sham, okay? You know, you can geek somebody up so far, so good, but again, it all turns into wins and losses, and the Lions don't have too many of them.
Butch, we'll talk a little high school sports before we go to our next break and get into our roundtable. The spring sports season has about a month left. The high school baseball and softball finals slated for June 19th. You also have track and field regionals, among other sports going on. And with last week, with the new CDC guidance as far as fully vaccinated individuals that now no longer have to wear masks in most settings, the Michigan High School Athletic Association updated guidance after the state health department's latest update on mask and gathering guidelines. According to the MHSAA, face masks are no longer required for any player, coach, team personnel, or spectators for any outdoor activity, including the outdoor contact spring sports of soccer and lacrosse. Fully vaccinated individuals will no longer need to wear a mask during indoor activity. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services defines fully vaccinated as 14 days after the second dose of Pfizer or Moderna, after 14 days after the single dose of Johnson & Johnson. Continuing from the MHSAA, anyone not fully vaccinated still needs to wear a face mask during indoor activities. The requirement is set to expire on July 1st. Weekly testing requirements will stay the same and must continue for fully non-vaccinated spring sports student athletes until May 31st. The MHSAA said they'll continue to communicate with schools as updates and ongoing guidance and orders continue to be issued. Certainly, the CDC threw everyone a curveball pretty unexpectedly, in my opinion, last week. And I just wanted your overall thoughts on just the state of spring sports and the new mask or non-mask guidelines that I just mentioned.
Well, I want to be truthful about this whole situation here with the masks and everything here, but this thing with masses and percentages of who got the first shot, never the second shot, but the first shot and a lot of other jazz and jubilation here that's supposed, I guess, make people feel good. Really and truly, it's very disappointing that much of this has gone political now instead of looking at the science, respecting the science, and also the science backing up what basically they're trying to tell everybody what to do, and that's stay safe. It's very hard on a parameter to say, hey, look, you want to stay safe on this end, but now you're going to let these doggone restraints go out there. Now, I know the parents who feel that the kids should be able to partake in that, they feel maybe very happy with that, that they, you know, they're not restrained anymore. But again, you know, I guess one of the questions we need to ask Mark is that, are you getting the percentages of the players who have been vaccinated? Are schools and others in the community are harping that I make sure that our kids who are 12 years old up to the age, I think it's, what is it, 16 years old to the grown adults are getting vaccinated? The whole ring. We haven't been able to ask those particular questions to certain individuals. So we're left to ponder those particular facts and all. But in the long run, is it good? It may be. We're just hoping with holidays coming up pretty soon and people are going to expose themselves to other people. And with some of these guards that are being dropped, that we don't get something thrown in our face again, you know, like a whipped cream pie or that is really shaved cream.
Nobody wants that. That's for darn sure. We're going to take a break here on The Game. When Butch and I come back, we will start our round table. Lots to discuss in the world of sports. And Butch and I will do it coming up next on the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, ESPN 1400.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Madigan Pingator, your independent Auto Owners agency on West Water Street in the Sioux.
MNC Water Systems has a solution for all your water needs. Want clean, fresh drinking water? MNC Water Systems proudly distributes Norway Springs artesian water, bottled right here in the Upper Peninsula. Cooler rental and bottled water delivery for your home and office are available. MNC Water Systems is offering contactless delivery right to your door, as well as curbside pickup. Call Mo at MNC Water Systems today at 906-647-7307, serving the Eastern UP for over 25 years.
Jeep Freedom Days are on at O'Connor's of Pickford. Check out the all-new 2021 Jeep Compass, 2021 Grand Cherokee, and your freedom to choose a great deal on your favorite Jeep, complete with worry-free maintenance and your automatic enrollment in the Jeep Wave program that includes maintenance benefits. Enjoy first responder and military discounts, plus other incentives and offers that make May the month to save. Jeep Freedom Days through May 31st and only at O'Connor's of Pickford.
The last tractor you'll ever need is here. Get into a Massey Ferguson compact or utility tractor and accomplish more than ever before. These versatile tractors are known for their unbeatable power, smart fuel economy, and upgraded creature comforts. And with their ability to multitask through any job around the yard or farm, they'll provide you with outstanding value for years to come. Do all you need to do and more with Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors. Visit Skinner's of Pickford to find the right model for your operation.
Let's get back to the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. Let's get back to The Game on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to The Game on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason with you as we are continuing to be joined by co-host of The Game, Butch Davis from Butch on Sports, as we enter our round table. Now, if you want to hear the full two-hour show from tonight, you can find it on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We usually post it right around 8:30, just a little bit after we get off the air, so you can relive or maybe hear for the first time tonight's show. Butch, I'm going to go to you first for our first topic on the roundtable. So what is on your mind in the world of sports, or at least one thing on your mind right now?
I wish I had, but something just popped up in my head here, and I'm looking at it. All Elite Wrestling there, that's the AEW Dynamite, is moving from TNT to TBS on Wednesday, starting in January of 2022 there. Now, this is, as you folks know, that the Operation Number 2 of the NFL, or the NHL, I should say, I'm sorry, is going to TNT or Turner Broadcasting there. So that leaves the old windows open for TNT, TBS, and True Broadcast, True TV, you know, for them to show hockey games on there. So is the network balancing themselves there to be something like ESPN?
I think they are, Butch, and I've had a lot of fun watching All Elite Wrestling. I just like having something other than the WWE, harking back to the days of the Monday Night Wars when you had WCW Nitro and Thunder when they added a show, which many people thought was one of the demises of the former WCW to TBS. It looks like the NHL had something to do with it. The NBA had something to do with it. A lot of college schedules, a lot of preemptions. And so I think this is a good move for All Elite Wrestling to, you know, give them the opportunity to be on a weekly basis. If you remember not too long ago, WWE, or maybe they still are, were, I don't think they are. USA Network doesn't carry the US Open anymore, I believe. I think that's all on ESPN, but they would be preempted for dog shows and for tennis tournaments. And so I think All Elite Wrestling doesn't want to fall into that trap, especially with TNT pretty much having sports on every night, it seems now, and certainly once they get the NHL and some of these college games. And so I think it's a good move. It's certainly an organization that I've been watching. I mean, more and more I think it's more realistic wrestling. I think that's kind of their not gimmick, but that's what they brand on. And it's just nice to have competition between the two organizations. You and I both still love watching professional wrestling. I always will. Maybe not as intrigued as I was 20 years ago when, you know, all heck was breaking loose and you saw a lot of different things that you could not get away with in 2021. I guarantee you, just YouTube some of the old the Raw is War or some of those clips, because you couldn't get away with any of that. So I think it's a good move for All Elite Wrestling, and I'm certainly rooting for him, Butch, to be a competitor to WWE. I mean, they haven't quite surpassed them, and they may not ever, but I'm always a big believer in competition, because I think that brings the best out of both organizations.
Well, I got a mouthful of real and then some here. Really?
In my wheelhouse.
You spoke some positive situations, but one thing you said something about was the USA Network. Once upon a time when cable was young,
right.
Okay, where was all the sports at? You know, when you couldn't find it anywhere else, the USA Network, the WWE or the WWF Foundation or whatever it may be, started on the USA Network. National Hockey League was on the USA Network. The NBA, the USA Network. I mean, the USA Network had that and then some there. But again, getting bigger, getting spread out, and ownership taking over the play. Some of that, just shrunk up. The WWE never left it. Now, Ted Turner's getting involved with the AEW pretty doggone swift there, but also the AEW is also with Impact Wrestling, which is on Thursday nights,
right,
on Axis all day long. That's also, you got a show called AEW Dark on YouTube. That used to be on Monday nights there, where the Big Show, he was teaching that. That is going to be moved, okay, on Friday, August 13th on TNT at 10 o'clock at night. So on Friday nights, boys and girls, if you don't want to watch Blue Bloods, you can watch some wrestling on TNT there. So WWE Dark, which basically gives all those particular players from Lucha Libre, also the Impact wrestlers who came over from there, and also New Japan wrestling. All that comes into play with AEW Dark there. I think that's a doggone good move. I don't think that right now with everything going on with the mergers of a lot of plus networks there, they're not getting ready or positioning themselves to get with certain companies there. So you can pay money to see this stuff here.
Butch, let's move on to the NBA, and specifically I want to talk about the play-in and the play-in tournament, if you will, and what you think about that. Last night, Indiana knocked off Charlotte 144-117. They will play the Washington Wizards for the right to make the playoffs as the eighth seed. Boston defeated the Wizards last night 118-100, so Boston is the seventh seed. So in the East, you'll have Philadelphia as the one seed taking on the winner of tomorrow night's Washington-Indiana game. Brooklyn, the two seed, they'll take on Boston. Milwaukee, the three seed, they'll face Miami. And the Knicks will take on the Hawks. That's the 4-5 matchup tonight in games in the play-in category. In the West, San Antonio is taking on Memphis. The winner will stay alive for the playoffs. The loser is done. And then the game everyone is talking about at 10, the Golden State Warriors and the LA Lakers. The winner of that game will make the playoffs as the seventh seed. The loser of that game will have to play the winner of San Antonio-Memphis. Hope I haven't confused anyone too far just yet. So the matchups in the West that we know, Denver, the three seed, they'll take on Portland. LA Clippers, the four seed, they'll take on the Mavericks. Utah and Phoenix, the one and two in the West, will await the results of the play-in tournament. So the question I have for you in the roundtable is, what do you think of this play-in tournament? Do you like it? Do you not like it? If so, why? If so, why not?
I like it.
I do too.
Any expansion is great there because it hypes up the particular teams that may be somewhat close but has no cigar, where it used to be where you had a pretty doggone good record and you couldn't make the playoffs at all because you weren't the one in the top eight that went there. We know that this particular NBA is lopsided when it comes down to good teams and bad teams. And for years, the East Division was a joke. And it still is, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
The Western Conference, I should say there, has been the elite conference when it comes down to competitiveness in the NBA. So I'm enjoying this tremendously there. Would I ever thought that the LA Lakers would be battling for a playoff?
Mm-hmm.
I would never thought of that there, okay, where it used to be, where it would be a stone throw. And we probably would have saw maybe LeBron James a lot earlier if it was just a 1-8. But now this play in particular there, I'm quite sure the LA Lakers are very confident that they would, you know, beat the Russians, be in the playoffs. If they don't, if Golden State whooped their rear end tonight here, they will have to go in another game, particular situation, just to get that AC there. And again, it does make playoff basketball pretty doggone exciting. And, you know, the weaker teams or the team that you don't think can come up and do some harm, if they have a good night, and a lot of teams do. The Pistons had some good nights, very few, but had some good nights there. You could be a winner and be sitting in the catbird seat when it comes down to playoff ramification there.
I agree 100% with you, Butch. To me, it's like having six game sevens all in a span of 4 days. And, you know, and it involves more teams. It makes games more meaningful. And what's been very interesting to watch is the other teams above the LA Lakers and how they handled their business over the last few weeks. You saw the LA Clippers. They say they didn't tank those two games, but they played Houston and Oklahoma City, two of the worst teams in the NBA, and their reasoning for sitting out key players was load management. I'm not buying that for a second. They wanted to avoid a potential matchup with the LA Lakers, and the Denver Nuggets did the same thing. They played Portland the last game of the season, and if they would have won that game, they potentially could have taken on the Lakers in the playoffs. So I think that's been pretty interesting to see the team that, you know, are trying to avoid the LA Lakers. But Butch, you know, the Lakers, I think a lot of fans think they can just flip a switch and the whole regular season doesn't mean anything. They got LeBron, they got Davis. LeBron's only played a couple games. Davis has been banged up. But in a one and done, anything can happen, especially against the team Golden State, I think 15-5 in their last 20 games. And you got Steph Curry on the court. You got to try to contain him. It's certainly going to be very interesting to see. Who do you like tonight, Golden State or the LA Lakers? What are your thoughts?
Well, another game that basically, if you got to go to work tomorrow, then you're making a heck of a sacrifice here, you know, just to watch the game. Because at 10 o'clock when they get started, 10 after 10, probably after the commercials and whatnot there. So you're at least up to maybe 1 o'clock in the morning watching basketball there that has some jubilation in it. But, you know, again, you know, do you sacrifice the energy and strength you need to get 8-hour workday get done there? And we're not including travel and eating expenses there. So, I don't, you know, I'll catch what I can. You know, I'll do what I can do to see and watch some of these games there. You know, what I'm interested in is the San Antonio Memphis game there that's going to be played earlier. That's the one that's intriguing me very much, though, because the actual winner, they get to meet on with the loser of this particular game we're talking about with Golden State and L.A.
Yeah, the point spread's 5.5 for the Lakers, and I am a legal betting man. I like the Warriors and the points in that one. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, you will throw out the next topic on our roundtable, all coming up on the Twin Sioux only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, ESPN 1400.
Done being stuck in the house? Ready for some summer fun on the water? Stop by Central Savings Bank for that boat or jet ski loan. Don't want to be on the water? That's okay. Come see a lender about a camper or maybe a home equity for that cabin in the woods or a side-by-side or ATV. Remember, you can always apply online at centralsavingsbank.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ask what we can do for you.
Whatever you're up to this summer, Central Savings Bank has the loan products to help get it done. Whether it's buying a boat, side-by-side, camper or cabin, tractor, a new house, or a ticket out of here, we can help. Call, stop by, or apply online at centralsavingsbank.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Central Savings Bank, ask what we can do for you.
It's 2021, and Reed Metals in Dafter, your honest, main source, one-stop metal recycling business serving northern Michigan, hopes everyone has a prosperous year. If you need a few extra dollars to help with your heating bills or that trip you may want to take to the warm state of Hawaii, bring Reed Metals your unwanted scrap metals, and they'll print you a check. Reed Metals is paying top dollar for whole scrap vehicles. They also buy heavy equipment, catalytic converters, radiators, batteries, rims, and motors. Reed Metals will give you an honest price without surprise fees or deductions at the scale. Bring in copper, brass, lead, tin, cast, aluminum, steel, and many more types of recyclable metals, and they'll print you a check with your name on it. Reed Metals is your honest, one-stop metal recycling business. They also offer roll-off dumpster service. Reed Metals is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit reedmetals.com or call 906-632-0018. Bring it in or have it hauled, and Reed Metals will print you a check with your name on it. Reed Metals, 10 miles south of the Sioux on Mackinac Trail.
At Old Mission Bank, we're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality. We're proud to announce that we now offer USDA mortgages with options for 100% financing. You heard that right, 100% financing. Zero down for qualifying buyers on home purchases with a USDA mortgage. Come see our experienced lenders to discuss your personal options and let us find the right mortgage for your needs, because it's what we do best. Act now to pre-qualify by calling us or apply directly online at ombloans.com. We're Old Mission Bank, proudly serving our community for more than 20 years. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
You can catch podcasts of The Game at thegamesportsshow.com. Now let's get back to it with Scott Nason here on ESPN 1400.
7:31 on The Game, ESPN 1400. Scott Nason with you. Continue to be joined by co-host Butch Davis from Butch on Sports for our roundtable. We'll be with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. So Butch, the floor is yours as far as the next topic. What else is on your mind tonight in the world of sports, sir?
You started something. I'm going to finish it here. Hey, how about the Olympics here? The qualifying new things that are coming in the Olympics in upcoming 2024, if we have it, okay? We're already late now with the Summer Olympics that will be dealt with in July, but the floor is yours, Mr. Mason.
The floor is yours. We're going to split this into two topics because I have a Mount Rushmore for the Summer Olympics. Back to recently added sports for this year's Olympics, baseball and softball. They have not been part of the last two Olympics. New added this year, karate, along with roller sport. Recently, other sports added, including climbing, surfing, and sports a few years ago that were added, golf and rugby union. Now, one sport we do know will be part of the 2024 Olympics. I'm not making this up. Breakdancing. Other possible new sports not confirmed include squash, wakeboard, wushu, parkour, bowling, netball, and one I really want to see, cricket. Butch, what are your thoughts on some of those sports? I know back in the day, I've been told that you were a pretty good breakdancer. Is that true, or did I hear that wrong?
You heard it wrong. I was a public relations guy for my brother here, my little brother, who did that tremendously. Man, he was good. I mean, they were getting crowds and everything, and I was just collecting the money. wasn't taking anything that I didn't supposed to have as a manager, of course. But, you know, it was pretty doggone good. I'm glad to see something like that. I'm glad to see that the Olympics are being realistic on sports. And a lot of these sports that we're naming here, such as roller skating, we mentioned everything but pickleball,
yep,
which is really getting a lot of praise throughout the country there, and people getting involved with that. And, I mean, some of the schools got a little bitty underground leagues and whatnot there, playing pickleball there. But I'm good to see that. Bowling is one of the – I could not understand why for this long bowling has not been part of the Olympics there, at least the Summer Olympics, because a lot of us spend our times in the bowling alleys throughout the summer months when, you know, it's cold in the winter. We're not maybe a member of a league, but we get together with some fans and friends and have at it at the bowling alley and have a great time. And most of the bowling alleys now are equipped with food and beverages and dance floors in some places there. Yeah, there's a break dancer right there. Somebody will get thrown out in the street. I just couldn't understand that. And it's good to see those particular sports come to play there. Roller skating was another one that was very surprising to me there that never been taken under consideration. Now, what style of roller skating they will be doing, it's going to be a lot of people in the United States, and it's going to be really intrigued with that, because I was raised in roller skating rinks here in Southwest Detroit there, and we got like four of them that right now are in arm's distance from us. When I was growing up, that it was just no reason. If you didn't, you know, me, myself, I played hockey as well as my first sport, but the get in the summer again and have something to do, or maybe on the weekend, see all your friends at the roller skating rink there and see some of the better skaters make all these moves and dances and stuff on the skates. It's pretty tremendous to see that. And great times we've had by all that. So I'm good to see that these particular sports are being brought in to play there. You know, the normal people who basically are very good at it may have opportunities to be in the Olympics.
Butch, I'm glad you brought up the new and possible upcoming Olympic sports, because in just about 2 months, the games of the 32nd Olympiad, also known as 2020 or Tokyo 2020, is set to begin in Tokyo, Japan. It will run from July 23rd until August 8th. And I wanted to do a Mount Rushmore of Summer Olympic sports. We haven't done a Mount Rushmore for a few weeks, and so you and I are going to go back and forth as far as our favorite four, or the ones that we want to put on our Mount Rushmore, as far as ones we like to watch or just think are the best. I'm going to go through all the 2020 Summer Olympic sports here. Archery, badminton, baseball and softball, basketball, which includes 3-on-3 basketball this year, beach volleyball, boxing, canoeing, climbing, cycling, diving, equestrian, fencing, field hockey, golf, gymnastics, handball, judo, karate, modern pentathlon, roller sport, skateboarding, rowing, rugby sevens, sailing, which includes windsurfing, shooting, soccer, swimming, surfing, synchronized swimming, table tennis, taekwondo, tennis, track and field, triathlon, volleyball, the indoor volleyball, water polo, weightlifting, and wrestling. So, Butch, I'm going to go to you first. That's a lot of sports. What's the first entrant into your Mount Rushmore of summer Olympic sports, sir?
I can't pick wrestling. Okay, no WWE.
Right.
Breaking on tables or nothing. You know? That would be cool in Japan, though, for this to happen.
A lot of sports.
You tell me. I'm being choked on it here. Let's see. The first one would be gymnastics. I would say the men's and the women's. That intrigues me to an extreme there, because someone to be able-bodied to do all the things and get flipped high up in the air and have some strength and endurance to balance yourself upside down, or some of the stuff they do is just ridiculous there. I would never be able to do it there, you know, in any day. But that always has them treat me there. That should be pretty doggone competitive there. So that'll go on Mount Rushmore there.
Yep, gymnastics certainly a good pick in my opinion, Butch. I'm going to put my first entrant into my Mount Rushmore of summer Olympic sports, and I'm going to say track and field. This is something that I don't watch a lot of. A couple weeks ago, I was down for work in Grand Rapids and got to see the GLIAC track and field championships. Just amazing athletes, and even at a Division II college level, it's fun to watch. There was a runner from Ashland who I believe is trying out for the Olympics, and I love watching pretty much all the events, maybe not the long distance ones, but you know, the shorter events, the hundreds, the 200s, the hurdles, and some of the field events. So track and field, I don't watch a lot of, but when the Olympics come on every four, in this case 5 years, with COVID canceling last year's summer games, I'm certainly looking forward to track and field. So that is my first entrant into my Mount Rushmore of summer Olympic sports. Butch, you got gymnastics already. What's your second nominee for your Mount Rushmore of summer Olympic sports?
Other than the track and field, I would say the marathon. I like the marathon. I like it from the beginning to the end. And maybe because I want to know who's going to cheat, you know, who's going to jump in a car or something here and try to cheat or something here. And we see it on national TV. But other than that, this is tough. I would say baseball and softball. It needs to be there. That's something that is a summertime sport, springtime sport. It's very highly competitive here in the United States as far as those particulars, and around the world for that matter there. Put them on the shelf there for me there.
Yeah, baseball, softball, glad to see it back. Certainly more countries are playing those sports. You see it with I believe the World Cup of Baseball. I don't know if softball has something like that, but certainly the Olympics, well-deserved for baseball and softball to be back in there, in my opinion as well. Butch, my second entrant, I'm going to go pretty common here. I love the basketball. I know it's lost maybe a little bit with the professionals playing, and certainly you don't have the superstars like you did with the Dream Team in 92 and some of the others, but I still like the basketball. I like watching these other countries, you know, the Argentinas and the Brazils and the Australias and the Chinas, even with, you know, the international flair. It's a little different style of basketball, which I like. You know, basketball has grown in many continents, especially Africa and in even Asia. And so I like basketball. It doesn't quite have the luster or the allure that it did, you know, back in when the non-professional athletes were playing, and then the Soviet Union defeated the U.S. and all of a sudden, oh, better get pros in there. So I like basketball as my second entrant into my Mount Rushmore, our Mount Rushmore of summer Olympic events. So I have track and field and basketball so far, Butch. You have gymnastics along with baseball and softball. What's your third entrant into your Mount Rushmore of summer Olympic events?
I would have to say soccer. Soccer is a pitch there. And you know what? That's Although the United States, again, the men, that is, failed to compete and get right for this there. And, of course, we know it's a lot of problems with the men's side of the soccer.
Yes, there are.
The women, I tell you, they do us proud every single year for, I guess, for the last 16 years there. You know, we have been very competitive in that regards there. I would say soccer. That would intrigue me there.
Yeah, soccer would have been on mine, Butch, but just to keep it interesting, I will take that off and add a different one. So you have gymnastics, baseball and softball and soccer. I have track and field and basketball. I'm going beach volleyball for my third. I love watching beach volleyball. I don't think you need a rocket scientist to figure out why I like watching beach volleyball, but just the action. It's fast paced. There are two people out there. They're diving, they're heading, they're doing whatever to keep it interesting. The U.S. always does good in those events, and they are must watch events, in my opinion, for the Summer Olympics. So I'm putting beach volleyball as my third entrant into the Mount Rushmore of Summer Olympic events. Butch, we got one more each. What is your fourth and final entrant into your Mount Rushmore of Summer Olympic events?
Oh, no, you didn't mention the music that go with
me. Yes, yes.
On, they be jamming out there.
Yes, they
man.
Do.
I don't know how drunk when the crowd is, man, but they be putting on some good music out there. Some good disco music, man. And Josh Wink. And
going old Shoot. School. Going old school.
Are you there? Shoot. Oh, man. Dang. I'm going to say the Rugby 7, okay? Just
nice.
Because it's new. Just because, you know what? It should have been there a long time ago. That's the closest thing to football that we'll see in the Olympics. Although, I give it another 10, 15, 20 years, and we might see American football being added to that particular equation. But I think the closest thing is it's the Rugby 7. And United States have a pretty competitive team to go into the Olympics if they qualify.
Very good, Butch. Rugby 7s, soccer, baseball and softball, and gymnastics, your four entrants into your Mount Rushmore of Summer Olympic events. I have track and field, basketball, and beach volleyball. And since you took soccer, I'm going to have my fourth and final entrant be table tennis. I love watching table tennis in the Olympics. I like to think I'm pretty decent at table tennis, nowhere near the athletes that we see most of the times from the Asian part of the world that they seem to do very good. But I love watching that at the Olympics. I will probably only watch it during the Olympics, much like many sports, but it's fast-paced action. I don't know how they do it. It's amazing to watch just the style, the finesse, and the power of some of these individuals. So table tennis is my fourth and final entrant into the Mount Rushmore of Summer Olympic events. Butch, before we go to break, these were some of the previous Olympic sports that have been discontinued. I found some very interesting ones here. They used to have croquet at the Olympics. Motorboating, not that one, but the ones that you use a boat. Polo, tug of war, plunge for distance, underwater swimming, obstacle race for swimming. They did have cricket one time in the Olympics, lacrosse, jeu de paume, no idea what that is, and rackets. Of all those, which one would you like to see back? I'd like to see motorboating. That'd be kind of interesting to see a bunch of boats going around trying to race. Any of those that strike your interest?
A squirrel in a motorboat or something there going about 100 miles an hour.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. We're going to take our final break here on the game. When we come back, we'll have time for at least one more topic, and then we'll have our thumbs up and thumbs down for the week to wrap up the show. All coming up. A bunny rabbit. That would be a very good one indeed. All coming up on the Twin Zoos only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, ESPN 1400. We'll be right back.
Paul Thompson here with Gaylor Thompson Sales and Service, just off I-75 in Rudyard, inviting you to stop in and see the largest selection of equipment in the Eastern Upper Peninsula. To complement our full line of Mahindra tractors, we have trailers including goosenecks, dumps, cargoes, car haulers, and utility trailers. We also have a full line of lawn and garden equipment with Cub Cadet and X-Mark. Over 50 mowers to choose from, a full line of parts, and we service what we sell. Looking for an outdoor wood or pellet furnace or parts? We stock water pumps, exchangers, PEX supplies, and more. Also, check out our full line of Boss and Fisher snow and ice equipment. Here at Gaylor Thompson and Rudyard, we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon, for your convenience. Just off I-75 in Rudyard, 30 minutes from the bridge. If you need it, we have it. Give us a call at 906-478-3026. Hope to see you here.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Madigan Pingator, your independent Auto Owners agency on West Water Street in the Sioux.
MNC Water Systems has a solution for all your water needs. Want clean, fresh drinking water? MNC Water Systems proudly distributes Norway Springs artesian water, bottled right here in the Upper Peninsula. Cooler rental and bottled water delivery for your home and office are available. MNC Water Systems is offering contactless delivery right to your door, as well as curbside pickup. Call Mo at MNC Water Systems today at 906-647-7307. Serving the Eastern UP for over 25 years.
Jeep Freedom Days are on at O'Connor's of Pickford. Check out the all-new 2021 Jeep Compass, 2021 Grand Cherokee, and your freedom to choose a great deal on your favorite Jeep, complete with worry-free maintenance and your automatic enrollment in the Jeep Wave program that includes maintenance benefits. Enjoy first responder and military discounts, plus other incentives and offers that make May the month to save. Jeep Freedom Days through May 31st and only at O'Connor's of Pickford.
Let's get back to the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. Let's get back to the game on ESPN 1400.
7:49 on the game, ESPN 1400. Scott Mason with you. We're continuing to be joined by Butch Davis, co-host of the game and host of Butch on Sports from Metro Detroit, and what has been a very spirited and lively round table. Butch, we got time for one more topic, so I'll throw the floor to you. What is on your mind in the world of sports? We did find out that motorboating was an Olympic sport only once in 1908, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one.
I told you they got to get a squirrel. Somebody grab it out there now, man. Who's going to do it? Hydroplaning, man. What's the deal?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's talk about the National Hockey League. Yeah, you know, we don't want to leave them out there. They've got playoffs right now. The Canadian teams are getting it together finally.
Yeah.
Now, after Vancouver and...
Why are they still playing?
Calgary had their little in-game celebrations and whatnot here after the season. What do you think? I mean, there's some good teams out there.
There are, Butch, and I'm really looking forward to the Canadian teams you mentioned. Tonight, the series will start between Winnipeg and Edmonton at 9, and then the one I'm really watching, Montreal and Toronto, that series will start tomorrow night. Looking at where the other series are right now, last night the Penguins defeated the Islanders 2-1. That series is knotted at 1. Tampa Bay continues to roll on the road. They won their first two against Florida, winning last night by the score of 3-1. Vegas, they knocked off Minnesota 3-1 in a half-filled stadium, which is, just seems weird to see right now in the NHL. That series is tied also 1-1. Washington just scored over Boston. They lead 1-0 midway through the second period. That series is tied at 1. The other series, Nashville and Carolina, that one will start here in about 10 minutes. Carolina had no trouble with Nashville in the first game. And Colorado, I'll tell you what, I'm really watching that Avalanche team. Although St. Louis, you can't count them out. They'll take place in a game tonight at 10:30. Colorado leads by a 1-0 count. And Butch, I just love the first round of the NHL playoffs. Now that you got all the the Calgary's and Vancouver games out of the way. The Canadian teams will start pretty much every night. You're going to have four, if not five, games for a few days. And it's certainly the one sport, I think, above all others, where just everything changes once you start the playoffs. You're seeing more hitting. You're seeing more intensity. Not saying that that doesn't happen in the regular season, but not to the length that it does in the playoffs. And I'm really watching that Toronto-Montreal series. You know, Toronto hasn't won since 1967. They haven't met the Canadiens in the playoffs since the late 70s. And certainly our friends in Canada, you know, under lockdown and not having the local sports and activities that they might want to have, certainly got to be really excited about these two series, Edmonton and Winnipeg, Toronto and Montreal.
That's for sure, because if it wasn't for this particular lockdown that they got, lack of travel and whatnot there, where would it be? I want to see how this materialized once these teams are split it up, and that when the travel has to come into play, how the NHL is going to handle that between Canada and the United States. Yep. There. It should be a deal pickle indeed to look at and find out how it's going to be done. And then you're going to have the naysayer saying, why wasn't this done in the first place?
Right, okay. Right.
Well, you know. But to be honest with you, I was watching the Florida-Tampa Bay series. I have not seen so much slop kicked around in all my life here, man. I mean, these guys were punishing one another to the very end. The Pittsburgh game as well, I watched there and watched it. They were kicking each other's teeth down their throat, man. I mean, we're talking about, I like the playoffs, especially the first round, because the teams just have nothing to lose. So they put out everybody out there. They're physical. They're playing hockey just the way you're being taught to play, but couldn't do certain things because you get caught and you have a penalty blamed on you. The referees seem to be sometimes letting them go, okay, with penalties that during the season they will be calling. They will definitely, they're definitely letting it go in the playoffs, especially in the Florida-Tampa Bay series. I mean, they were kicking each other's teeth down the throat, and it's one of the best series I've seen so far in a very, very long time.
Butcho, we got about 5 minutes or so left. Let's do our thumbs up and thumbs down for the week. I have two thumbs up and one thumbs down. Let's start with the thumbs down, and thumbs down to what's going on with the University of Detroit Mercy women's basketball program. We touched on this briefly, but just a lot of she said in this case, as far as their coach, who many of the players, if not all the players, walked out on, and now you're getting the coach finally speaking and the players finally speaking. Just thumbs down to that whole situation. I wasn't there. I don't know what was said, but it's really a black eye on that program, and certainly let's hope that gets a little better for, you know, everybody involved with the Detroit Mercy women's basketball. Thumbs up to Spencer Turnbull, pitcher for the Detroit Tigers, throwing a no-hitter, first time in 10 years. Just, I believe, the eighth pitcher ever to throw a no-hitter for the Detroit Tigers, and that goes back 120 years. And it was nice to see. It was good to see the Tigers with some positive news, headlining SportsCenter when you had NHL playoffs and NBA play-in tournament games. It was really nice to wake up. Nice surprise to wake up, and certainly it was a surprise to wake up to that. And I want to give a special thumbs up to one of our broadcast engineers here at Sovereign Communications, Emily Pentecosta. She was scheduled to board opt her final game, or final broadcast here on WSOO with Dave Watson, as the Sioux High Blue Devil softball team was scheduled to take on Rapid River. That game canceled because of weather. Emily's worked here for several years while attending Lake Superior State University. She recently graduated, and she was one of the best. She trained me on the board here. It took me a while. I certainly wasn't as good as she is, and she will certainly be missed. And you know, we don't give as enough credit to the behind the scenes people, the people that aren't on the air here, and that includes Frank Blissett, who's our veteran board op, Sam Cox, along with Mike Spooler down in Lansing, Coral Howe, who's our engineer up here. I want to give all them thumbs up for helping us out when we have problems. They get us back on the air, and they do a great job. So congratulations, Emily, if you're listening, on your graduation, and hopefully your career path goes wherever you want it, and we certainly will miss you here on ESPN 1400 Radio Sioux, along with all our other stations. Butch Davis, your thumbs up and thumbs down for the week, sir.
Why not give a thumbs up to Spencer Turnbull on the no-hitter there? They scared the crap out of everybody last night. We're here. That I, yours truly, did not have that luxury of just staying in bed and just going back to sleep. I had to go and deal with the after after game ceremonies there, which were pretty picklish indeed. They're really nearly nice. We need some good news with the Detroit Tigers, and if they can continue to do well. Matter of fact, the Tigers have won their last 8 of 11 games here. So a lot of harassment is concerned. We'll continue to do it on this show if that's what's going to make the Tigers better. Thumbs down. And this was kind of disheartening when I heard about it here. Jeremy Lin and the way this guy has been treated by the NBA is a joke, okay? He's done nothing but bring good doggone measures to this particular sport. And he's had to go overseas to play. He's had to play in the G League, proving himself very, very commendable to be able to play in the NBA, and has not been pulled up in anybody's roster there. And I just say boo-hoo for the NBA on that one there.
Butch, we got 1 minute left. What's on deck for Butch on Sports over the next few days?
A lot of crazy stuff here. I mean, keep on going. I'll be glad to broadcast it here. We're going to be on Thursday, tomorrow night here, boys and girls, for an edition of Butch on Sports. And hopefully it's not ugly, but we will give you some sports news. One thing that we're going to look at is we're going to look at the Detroit Lions and the hype here. You know, is it all going to be worth it down the road a piece there? I got a lot to say on that there and then some. And the exclusion of some smaller bracket of broadcasting organizations being excluded from some of the major sports there. And for that matter, a lot of particular things that go on in our news system there, where basically the major conglomerates get the okey-doke and a smaller conglomerates there get a pie in their face here. And it's not, again, it's not whipped cream here, you know? It's a shaved cream. And that's not tasty at all there. We're going to talk about that there, because I think it's very important that, you know, everyone gets the proper inclusion that it takes to be in broadcasting there. It's one hard nut to swallow when you go through the ladder of being in broadcasting. It's another when you don't get an opportunity.
Butch, we got to go. Thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you next Wednesday night, sir.
All righty. Be ready.
Oh, I am. That'll do it for tonight's edition of The Game. I want to thank Butch Davis and all of you for listening. We will be back next Wednesday night for our next edition of The Game here on ESPN 1400.
Thanks for listening to The Game here on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader. Check us out next Monday at 6 for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. You can hear the podcast of the show and other broadcasts at thegamesportsshow.com.